Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, of course we miss Destiny's Child. He's long gone back out to the West Coast. But we have Beezer, Colin Beasley. Is he on the line? There he is. Beezer, if you're watching on YouTube, then you can get there through 93.7thefan.com. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing. And you can watch the show as well. And our numbers are incredible, both in terms of ratings and in terms of YouTube people watching. And yes, you can see Beezer. How are you, Colin?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a nickname? Does anybody call you Beezer? Have they ever? They called John Van Beesbrook that.
Beezer's a new one for me. I've been called Bees by a lot of people, but never made it longer into Beezer.
Yeah, sort of a hockey nickname. Do you mind if we try it out for a while? See how it works?
I am good with whatever works for you.
Thank you, Colin.
I've got a feeling I'm going to regret that. But
just completely accepting of it. Work.
I hope so. Well, last night was interesting. It was fun. I mean, it was Skeens. It was the McCutcheon necklaces that he was handing out. That was fun. And yet I left the game saying, what did I just see? There were errors left and right. There were guys getting thrown out on the bases. Was it Valdez who went into second standing up and got tagged out? What was that, Beezer? What happened there?
Yeah, on that one, I don't understand how you don't slide into second base on that one. I don't know if he didn't know the throw was coming or exactly what happened. He probably would have been safe if he'd slid because the throw was high. But yeah, it was certainly not a great night on the base pass or in the field for the Pirates.
I mean, it was a mess, and he couldn't handle pickoff throws. However, he did have a big hit. I don't want to, you know, say all bad things about him. He did have a hit, and a big one at that.
Yeah, two hits, actually.
Yes.
He was 2-for-2 with two walks. He was actually probably the Pirates' best hitter last night, but
yeah,
also had the defensive errors and the base running errors. So give and take with him on last night's game.
Exactly. And now we're looking at a situation at catcher that's kind of interesting. How long will Endy be out? And what do you expect to see from Henry Davis? It looks like he's improved, Colin, as a defender. But like I always say, if he can hit worthy of the number one pick, he can leave his glove in his car. I don't really care. He needs to hit. And, man, he was swinging at pitches that were a mile outside the plate. Is this the big chance for Henry Davis and maybe somewhat of a last chance for Henry Davis?
I don't know about last chance, but I do know for sure that this is a big opportunity for him. There's been a lot of talk about whether the Pirates would keep three catchers on the roster once Joey Bart came back. Now they don't have that issue because Andy Rodriguez, we've been told that's going to require an IL stint. I don't know. I believe it was 4 stitches. I don't know how long that'll take. I don't want to speculate on that. But it, for at least the moment, Henry Davis is the only Bucks catcher at 100%. I think that he did have a hit last night. That was his first hit of the season. He's definitely has more pop than a lot of guys in the Pirates lineup. And the fact that he has pop is something that this team needs. I think that he'll be given every opportunity to show that he can hit at this level. He's shown he can hit in Indianapolis. So it's just hitting major league pitching that is the only thing that the Pirates and fans need to see from Henry Davis. I think this is a really big opportunity for him, and the Pirates are certainly hoping he does well.
David Bednar appears to be flourishing in AAA. How soon before we see him, do you think?
I'm not sure because it seems he's figured some things out in AAA. I believe it was 4 or 5 scoreless outings. But at the same time, at what point do you say I don't want to mess with something that's working in the Pirates bullpen? Pirates bullpen has been really good over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of other things have not been good with this team, the bullpen has been regularly putting up zeros. To some extent, maybe you think keep the guys down there and wait on Bednar, but at the same time, everyone knows what he can be. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep him down there for a little bit longer. He's definitely going to be needed at some point, but it's not clear whether he's needed right now.
Yeah, the bullpen has been pretty good. And if you give me, you know, this rotation with a really good bullpen, I mean, how much then do you really need from the lineup? Probably more than a 184 average, which they had. But, man, that would mean a lot of extra wins to have a lock-it-down bullpen. Have you been surprised by any of the developments with the bullpen?
I was surprised by the stat I saw recently about Dennis Santana. I want to say it was North Shore 9 that posted that since he was acquired by the Pirates, he is the fifth lowest ERA of all relievers in the big leagues since at whatever point it was last year. He's been really, really good, and he has closer type stuff. He was the one who was preparing to come into a 5-3 game last night before they scored 5 in the 8th inning. He ended up still pitching anyways because it had been a while since he had work. I think that he's someone that can be built around in this Pirate bullpen. But everyone else in the Pirates bullpen has been good of late. It's been one of the positive developments with this team, even as a lot of other things have gone wrong.
Colin Beasley of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can get a hold of our dear friend City Limits on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Colin. As I look around the diamond right now, obviously hitting is an issue, right? Is there anybody knocking on the door at AAA? I saw today where Nick York is their fifth-rated prospect in the entire organization. Is there anybody who could help the situation sometime soon?
Nick York can. That's kind of the name. It's not like there's a whole bunch of Andrew McCutcheons and top prospects down in AAA or even in AA. There are a lot of really good pitchers, but the Pirates' issue hasn't been pitching so far. It's been hitting. I'd guess that Nick York will get a shot sometime soon. A lot of fans have wanted to see Matt Gorski, who's been hitting down in AAA, but again, he's not on the 40-man roster, so they would have to designate someone for assignment in order to give him a shot, and they don't consider him to be a top prospect. He's either 26 or 27. So Nick York is a guy that I think could be given a chance, but other than that, it's not like there are a lot of young guys that are expected to make a contribution at the big league level very soon.
Well, there's one guy that I'm certainly keeping an eye on. And, you know, it's funny, Colin, sometimes in hockey, when I covered hockey, and I've seen it in baseball as well, is as the competition stiffens, the guy progresses more. It's almost like they need to be around better competition to flourish. So I've got my eye on Termar Johnson right now. because he's off to a very nice start in Double A with an 860 OPS. He's batting 310. Man, and once you get past Double A, you're one call away from the majors.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I realize it's only seven games in here at Double A, but he's got all the talent in the world. I'm keeping an eye on him. How about you? Would you say maybe next year is a realistic arrival time as a 21-year-old for Termar?
I think it might be, with how well he's played at Double A. You're right. He's also someone I'm keeping an eye on, because he's so young and because he's relatively new to the Double A level. I know it was there a bit last year, but because he's relatively new, I didn't want to say he's someone that could help this team this year.
Yeah.
He's born in 2004. Like, I'm young, but the fact that he's born in 2004 makes me feel old, that he's almost a big leaguer. But again, I think he's probably a 2026 arrival time guy.
Yeah.
I think he's someone that can help, but I definitely want to see him do more at Double A and continue this for longer, plus probably have some success at Triple A too.
The Limitless Wonder has a question for you.
Colin, are you surprised by the level of success that Andrew McCutchen has had defensively in right field?
And great catch last night, Limits, huh?
Again, like, he's made a couple of good web gem plays. Do you think that this could be something that we continue to see even when Brian Reynolds gets healthy?
Yeah, I have certainly been surprised by Andrew McCutchen. I did not expect him to be this decent defensively as a 38-year-old. He's made some good catches. He'd made a couple running catches, the diving catch last night. He's provided some pretty solid defense. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I want to say he's their best metrics. By metrics, he's their best defensive outfielder at the moment. Either him or Tommy Pham. Don't quote me on that. But he's been really good. He is 38. He's not someone that they can put into the lineup every single day. We talked to him last night, and he it was really funny. He said that he wants to be running to the ground, essentially. He wants to play as much as he possibly can. I don't think that's something that they're going to see him playing multiple days in a row. I think maybe you start to push it to two games in a row instead of just one on, one off, the way it has been. Because he still is 38, but at the same time, he provides a spark both with what he does on the field, with what he does defensively, and with these fighting necklaces.
Yeah, the fighting necklaces, that was actually very fun. I enjoyed that, and a nice little spark for a night. Now they should be favored today with Keller on the mound. Colin, would you like to choose the Pirates 2027 lineup with myself and City Limits here? I know this is off the top of your head.
Oof, that's something I can try on. I can't say I'm super deep into Pirates prospect lore at this point in my
Nobody
job.
Nobody cares. Let's give it a shot. You ready? Keep the answers. Yeah, short and sweet. Limits, that goes for you as well.
Alrighty.
And let's just take our best guess, because I've already, a couple of years ago, I picked them to win the World Series in 2027. But that was before Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and everybody else. However, our lineup 2 years from now, rotation: Skeens, Chandler, Jones, Keller, Harrington. You with me, Colin?
Sounds great.
I agree with that.
Thank you. The bullpen, I said, find a GM who can build a really good one. It shouldn't be that hard. Even some of this current bullpen has potential, as we talked about. All right, lineup. Batting leadoff for me in 2027, O'Neill Cruz, either in left field or at DH, if he continues to play the outfield like the bad version of Gregory Polanco. You guys with me on O'Neill?
I think it'll be a DH.
Yep, I'd love to see him there.
Yeah, DH or left field? Colin.
I think he'll probably be left field by then. I don't know that he's – I think they'll probably still have an older veteran as the DH then.
Batting second in my 2027 Pirates lineup, Connor Griffin in center field. Mm. You like limits?
I do. I have Connor Griffin on my hypothetical list, batting fourth, playing at shortstop.
Holy horse
milk. The position he was drafted at.
How about you, Colin?
I would love to see that. He's what? He's 18 years old, so maybe 2027 could even be too early for him. But hey, let's get crazy. I'd love to see it.
My God, he'd be Mickey Mantle in this lineup right now. There's probably an 11-year-old out there somewhere who could back cleanup for the Pirates right now. Batting third, Termar Johnson at second base. And I like this one a lot. Oh, do I like this one, Limits?
I don't even have Termar Johnson in my starting lineup. I have him on the bench, and Nick Gonzalez playing at second base.
If Termar Johnson isn't in the Pirates lineup by 2027, somebody needs fired.
He's on the roster, but he's not in the lineup.
You've lost your mind.
I don't know about that. See how some of the prospects don't turn out sometimes? Maybe Johnson could be one of those guys. I hope not.
Beezer?
I see him in the starting lineup. I don't know if I see him as a four-hitter. I'm not quite sure that the power will be there at a big league level in 2027. It just early responses. I'm not quite sure. I want him as my 3-4 hitter in my hypothetical lineup.
My God, you guys, if this guy doesn't become a star hitter, what's happening here? Brian Reynolds is my cleanup hitter in right field. You like it?
Yep.
Yeah, I have been right.
No Thank complaints. You. Batting fifth in all caps. In my Post-Gazette mailbag today, please, for the love of Brian Bixler, just one bat, please find one relatively expensive bat and put him at first base. Okay? And bat him fifth.
I have Yandy Diaz at first base.
All right, I'll take it. Colin, you like that? Somebody else playing first base? Spend some money at least on one player in your whole lineup?
That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Joey Bart batting sixth as my catcher. Everybody like that?
I have that too.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Batting seventh, Nick Gonzalez at shortstop.
Mm.
Or maybe he's moved by then to make room for Johnson and you find like a defensive whiz type shortstop. Thoughts, Colin?
I think Nick Gonzalez at seven works well. I'm hoping he comes back healthy and is still contributing for these Pirates in a couple years.
Here's my big one. You ready for this? At number eight. A DH, Mr. Paul Skeens as my designated hitter. You like this, Colin? Huh? He's going to be Shohei Ohtani. He can hit.
I love that. I've wondered when I watch some of those videos and see what he did at the Air Force Academy as a catcher. I would love to see what he would do with a bat in his hands against a major league lineup.
The Air Force catcher or the Air
Just
Force?
It'd be fun to watch.
And it'd be great to watch. The Air Force coach told me that Skeens would have been a first round pick as a catcher. The LSU coach Jay Johnson, who put 61 players into the major league draft, said that Skeens would have been a first team All American if he had hit. As a position player, if he had just hit for LSU, would have hit 25 homers, and also that Skeens would be the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball and would certainly not be batting ninth in any lineup. I'd love to see that. And then batting ninth, I guess, Key Brian Hayes, although I'm open to alternatives, like could Connor Griffin play third? I don't know. Somebody else. You guys?
I have Hayes at third as well, batting ninth.
Colin?
I'm a little surprised he's batting ninth, but he's someone that the Pirates have under contract for a long time.
What do you mean? The only other place he could be is batting 10th. He can't hit.
I still would expect him at like 7th, but yes, he's definitely got some hitting to work on. But again, good night last night.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe he'll recapture what he did a couple of years ago toward the end of the year. All right. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.